Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the BVW Podcast. We're going back to December of 1984 on this show. And starting it off, here are the Pointer Sisters with one of four hit singles from the movie Beverly Hills Cop. The Pointer Sisters with The Neutron Dance.
I don't want to take it anymore. I'll just stay here locked behind the door. Just no time to stop and get away. Cause I work so hard to make it every day.
December 1984.
I'm not your woman. I'm not your man. I am something that you never understand. I never beat you. I never lie. And if you evil, I'll forgive you by and by. 'Cause
That was the fourth single to come from the soundtrack to the movie Purple Rain, Prince with I Would Die For You. Now from the album Wheels Are Turning, here's REO Speedwagon with I Don't Wanna Know. December 1984.
Oh, but her love is gone.
From the album Reckless, that is Bryan Adams with his big hit from late 1984, Run to You. Now, on that same album, Bryan Adams has another song where he duets with Tina Turner. The song It's Only Love would be released as a single and hit the charts a year later in 1985, but that doesn't mean Bryan and Tina weren't on the charts together in December of 84. We just heard Bryan, and now here's Tina with Better Be Good to Me. It's the BVW Podcast.
Extra.
It's my party and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. Judy left the same time. Why was holding her hand when he's supposed to be mine?
Now, back to our program.
December 1984. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain.
Probably the most remembered song from the group Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. It was a big hit in December of 1984, and now it's time for a BVW Podcast trivia quiz. In the summer of 1984, Ray Parker Jr. went to number one with the title track from the smash hit movie Ghostbusters. And also in 1984, Arista Records released a compilation album of big hits from Ray Parker Jr. that also included three new singles. Can you name that bustin' album? Think it over for a moment, and I'll have your answer right after Chaka Khan.
Chaka, 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 chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, got the feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it. We'll
Let me rock you, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock you, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock you, got the feel for you, feel for you.
That was a big song on the short-lived Jammin' Oldies radio format in the late 90s and the early 2000s, Chaka Khan with I Feel For You. And now it's time to answer that BVW podcast trivia quiz. The question again, in the summer of 1984, Ray Parker Jr. went to number one with the title track from the smash hit movie Ghostbusters, and also in 1984, Arista Records released a compilation album of big hits from Ray Parker Jr. that also included three newly released singles. Can you name the bustin' album? 1984's Chartbusters capitalized on the success of Ghostbusters with a collection of past Ray Parker Jr. singles, as well as three new releases. The cover to that album resembled the Ghostbusters logo, with the General Prohibition sign over a headshot of Ray Parker Jr. I own a copy of that vinyl, it's a pretty good album, and one of the new release songs on that album was big in December of 1984, Ray Parker Jr. with Jamie.
Myself.
Hope you're enjoying the show, and if you are, check out a show my friends across the pond do called Rock Island Radio UK.
Tune in to Rock Island Radio UK, bringing you the very best music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, rock, prog and blues. Rock Island Radio UK, online, stream and download at your convenience. Shows like The Rock Monster Show, Country Club and Jukebox Heroes. Simply go to podomatic.com or your favourite podcasting platform and search for Rock Island Radio UK. So tune in and bookmark Rock Island Radio UK today.
You can find Rock Island Radio in all of the same places you find my show and listen to one of the many different series that are released each week on Rock Island Radio UK.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for a clue from you. I'm gonna try with all my might to make the story. Can you feel the hands of
shooting star goes by. And in the night the silence speaks to you and I.
From the soundtrack to the Nick Nolte film Teachers, that's Survivor with I Can't Hold Back. And we're just a hit away from hearing the number one song of December 1984. But first, here's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Understanding.
Yesterday, I didn't have a clue. I stood alone, not knowing where to turn. Now suddenly I look around, everything looks new. I don't know why, but I think I'm starting to learn. Call it understanding, a willingness to grow. I'm finally understanding, there's so much I can know. Until the day you came along, I used to just get lost. I only heard the things I wanted to hear. It always seemed like no one cared. Then you took the time. And now I look and everything seems clear. Mm-hmm. You've got me understanding. You've really helped me see. It's meant so much to me. You've got me understanding. You've given me some pride. I'm finally understanding. You're really on.
Understanding.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Understanding. And now it's time to hear the number one song of December 1984. It's by the most successful duo of the rock era, a duo that recently had one of the members file a restraining order against the other. Now, in total, this duo has had 34 hit singles on the Billboard Hot 100, 7 of their albums have hit platinum status, and 6 have hit gold status. Because of all the success, Billboard magazine has named them the most successful duo of the rock era, which means they've surpassed the Everly Brothers. But in November of 2023, just last month, Daryl Hall filed a lawsuit against John Oates. Daryl filed that lawsuit due to contractual and financial disputes. And then later, Daryl issued a restraining order against John, with Daryl filing a declaration accusing John of, quote, the ultimate partnership betrayal. And that betrayal was a plan to sell his share of the duo's publishing rights to Primary Wave Music. John Oates says that Daryl Hall's statements were, quote, inflammatory, outlandish, and inaccurate. So it does not sound like they're going to get that 35th chart single anytime soon, but in December 1984, they had the number one song of the month. The number one song of December 1984 is Out of Touch by Daryl Hall and John Oates. Daryl Hall and John Oates with Out of Touch. Daryl may have filed a restraining order against John last month in November of 2023, but in December 1984, they had the number one song of the month. And with that, we will wrap up another edition of the BVW Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We'll do another one soon.